Good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and we have invited guests from Ketchikan Theater Ballet to come in here to introduce themselves and talk a bit about the theater itself. And joining us, we have the new artistic director, Elizabeth Schultz, and assistant director, Zachary Leighton. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. And I think the name itself tells you Ketchikan Theater Ballet, but maybe tell people first a little bit about what Ketchikan Theater Ballet is and does.
Oh, great. Yeah. So Ketchikan Theater Ballet was actually founded in 1961. So we've been around for quite some time. It was founded by Mrs. Klopser, who's just a wonderful woman in general, but also a very excellent ballet teacher. She ran it for years and years. And then, of course, we had Marguerite Auger in there for 25 years. And so it's a nonprofit organization, and we serve children of all ages and abilities. Sometimes we have adult classes when we can fit them in. We have staff members free, and we will be offering an adult ballet and conditioning class this fall. We just added it to the schedule because we had such a large number of requests for it. So we'll be posting all that information online soon. And we do full-length production of The Nutcracker every year. We do an evening of dance, which is kind of more a professional-style evening of concert dance. And then we have our spring gala. And we've also added Autumn Showcase in the past few years, which is great, additional performance at North Point Higgins. So we just kind of do stuff all year, and we try to make as many opportunities for the kids in Ketchikan to learn to dance.
So tell us a bit about yourself, your background in dance.
Oh, okay. I started with tap, and that didn't go well when I was very young. And then I found a ballet school that I just loved. I was a really kind of serious little kid.
And so where were you?
I was in Missouri. And I wanted to dance, and I wanted to be a ballerina, and I had the kind of somewhat heartbreaking conversation that I wasn't particularly built to be a ballerina by my ballet teacher, in a very kind and compassionate way, but she thought I'd be a great teacher because I really seemed to like the discipline of it and, you know, learning the technique. And so I started training as a teacher when I was 14. And then I went to college for dance and found modern dance, which is a little bit more accepting of different body types. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. So I pursued a professional modern dance career in my 20s, all the while still teaching. And then I was able to work in some nonprofit museums and performing arts center and kind of learn the arts administration side of things. And I loved that as well. From there, I went to college with Elizabeth Avila, who some people may know. And I was living in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma. And she said, Ketchikan Theater Ballet needs a teacher like right now. And so I was like, I want to do that. And I gave my 2 weeks notice and I packed up my little Honda and I drove up here. And I loved it. And it just happened to be at the time when Marguerite, the artistic director at the time, was announcing her retirement. So I took over as assistant director under Marguerite for a year, and then I was artistic director for 2 years following that. And then my husband got into a master's program in Michigan, so we left. I did some dancing and teaching there. I'm currently getting my master's of fine arts and dance at the University of California, Irvine, which I will hopefully finish if I can get my thesis done in March and then come back up. So I'll be working this year remotely with Zachary and the rest of the staff at KTB just to kind of help, since I've worked with the organization before, guide and give assistance where I can long distance.
So you'll be kind of coming and going. You're heading back down for school soon, I would guess.
Yes. So I'll leave at the end of this week, and we've done a lot of training and reviewing and cleaning and organizing, mm-hmm. all that really fun, glamorous stuff that happens before the school year starts, and getting to see a lot of the kids that I worked with when they were just so young, and now some of them are seniors, and so that's been really fun. But yeah, I'll go, and we'll just check in, you know, with conference calls for staff meetings and board meetings, and the faculty really knows what they're doing, so I'm just here to kind of help, but all the teaching will be well handled. All the, you know, the choreography is in great hands, so it's going to be a really, really good year.
Okay, and Zachary Leighton, tell folks about you.
Leighton.
Sorry, Leighton. I know it's like eight, the letter eight, or number eight.
The letter eight,
yes. The letter eight.
This is brought to you by the letter eight.
The number eight, yes.
So I started in a tap and jazz combo class for boys. after we had moved. We were looking to get engaged in a new community. We went and my sister enrolled, and I was a little bit standoffish about dance. I was into sports, which I wasn't very good at. I went and tried this boys tap jazz combo or tap jazz combo class, and with Chris Anderson, and just fell in love with dance. Started adding more styles of hip hop, and then eventually found ballet. Auditioned for a production of The Nutcracker with the Antelope Valley Ballet in Lancaster, California. And I was a party kid, and I really got to sink my teeth into an acting role. And I'm kind of a ham, so that really worked for me. And the director there, Kathleen Burnett, she really instilled in me this love and passion for ballet and for art. And so she was a mentor for me. From there, I went to the Houston Ballet Academy and did their year-round program. Kathleen Burnett, again, helped me get into the University of Oklahoma, and I studied there. And then from there, I went to the Dayton Ballet and performed there for 3 seasons before I moved back to Southern California, where I'm from originally, and began teaching more and freelancing a little bit around in the L.A. area. And then last December, I was brought up here as a guest artist for the Nutcracker with my friend Adam Bloodgood, who was on the program when we were here, and just developed a rapport with the town, fell in love with Ketchikan and with KTB. And so when this situation arose, they asked if I would mind coming up and helping them out, and I said I would love to. And I've been here for 9 days so far, and it has been just an incredible experience. In spite or despite the rain, maybe because I'm from Southern California where we get no rain, I love it every minute.
So are you going to stay on? Is this a temporary thing, or are you staying on after Elizabeth comes back? I mean, is it more like you're kind of here while she's gone?
I'm here for sure through May of 2018, and then we'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
We will see. But I'm here as long as Ketchikan needs me.
And what you mentioned, ballet, is that what you're teaching here? What kind of classes are you teaching?
I'm teaching ballet predominantly, but I'm also teaching a boys hip-hop and jazz combo class Fridays at 4:45, I believe it starts. And the boys can come in and try out for the first week or two and see how they feel in that class. It's going to be a really safe space for them to explore moving. We're going to be using more contemporary, more popular music within reason. They can even make requests, and I can field them and see if they're appropriate, either in content or for the styles that we'll be doing. I just want them to have a place where they can come and be open and free and learn to move. Dance is a great cross-training for sports as well, because it teaches you to be flexible both mentally and physically, and to find the zone where you're the most comfortable and you're not thinking, you're just acting. You can't tell the dancer from the dance.
And I know oftentimes there just aren't many boys that get involved with dance, and this sounds like a great way to get them engaged.
And we definitely need, in the dance community in general, guys are a commodity. It's a supply and demand situation overall. And so any way that we can get gentlemen into our studio and bring them in and show them that it is something that is going to be beneficial not only for them but for the community would just be excellent.
I think getting boys into the space, into the studio, and so it's, you know, for anybody walking into a dance studio, it can be kind of intimidating. So this is just going to be a really relaxed class. You don't have to wear tights. You know, it's just what you can move in, gym shorts, t-shirts, no special shoes. It'll just be boys. So you can get kind of comfortable with being in the actual building. And then, so there's really no pressure, no judgment, and it's kind of just going to be a fun class.
And it's going to be all guys, because oftentimes you'll have a men's class or a gentleman's class taught by a female, but this, in this case, is going to be taught by me, and so it's going to be just us dudes, and we're going to be in there, you know, butch it up a little bit, if you will.
And as you said, studio can be intimidating with all those mirrors, I mean, part of it too. Or just not having ever been in that kind of space.
Absolutely. So, you know, with all of our classes, the beginning classes we have for little ones, our adult class, our hip-hop class, just getting in and getting used to moving your body, it is I'm not going to lie, it can be intimidating for professionals to be in the studio, but it can be so empowering to be able to use your body and use it freely and be in control over it. It's just a really special thing to dance. So I encourage everyone that wants to themselves or has a young kiddo that wants to start moving to start, because it's a really empowering, wonderful art form that's both physical and artistic. It's a really just, I think, a very special, special thing.
Who are some of the other, or who are the other teachers, and what classes do they teach?
So we have Jess Berto is returning. She's a KTB. Well, everybody else on staff is a KTB alum. Just kind of speaks to how special the organization is, that people have gone and come back, and it's just a place people return to. So Jess is teaching jazz 3 through 6. And we have Lauren Gates returning. She's teaching the littles classes through ballet 4. Mm-hmm. And then jazz 1 and 2. And we have Kim Stone, another great alum. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. She's teaching our tap classes again. And then Chelsea Goucher is teaching our adult ballet class and conditioning class, which we'll be dropping, and a pre-ballet class. So we just have all these people that are so committed, so wonderful, coming back again to our faculty. So it's going to be a really strong year. And then we also have Zach, who's bringing in new ideas. And so it should be a really great kind of synergy in the studio this year.
Great to learn more about you and the upcoming classes. Anything else you wanted to add?
Go to ktbdance.com. All the class schedule is listed. You can register online, which is really great.
Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook. We still have a few spots in our creative movement classes, a few spots in our pre-ballet. Ballet 1 for slightly older kids, ages 8 to 11, still has a few spots. And then Tap 1 has a few more spots for 6 and 7. And then Tap 1 Advanced is for 8 years and older who want to start. So we're trying to start beginning classes for slightly older kids this year so they can kind of get in the door and not feel like they missed out on starting dance.
Okay. And then just to emphasize, the adult class is definitely, you said it was drop-in, so anybody can come in that's an adult at any time. Don't feel obligated to register and have to be, you know, a part of it full time. It's not a commitment. If you just want to get in there and sweat and dance it out, and, you know, it's good for your brain and your body and all those things. Any adult is welcome anytime.
So that's a drop-in fee for each class when you come in? Or you could sign up for the whole thing?
Yes. Yep. Whatever works for you.
And we just added it to the schedule, so if you check right now, it's not up. But we will be putting it up. We'll get all the information out soon, and you don't have to wear tights.
No. Once again.
You don't have to even buy ballet shoes. Mm-mm. So it's really just we want to create a comfortable space for adults.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. All right. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And again, Elizabeth Schultz, and she's the artistic director with Ketchikan Theater Ballet, and Zach Layton, who is the assistant there. And we'll learn more about what Ketchikan Theater Ballet is up to as we get closer to their next performance.